CQ, CQ, KN4, UPI, CQ.
Is that okay, mobile? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, this is KN4, UPI. I've just went ahead and plugged in my radio for the first time, moving up here from South Florida, and I was wanting to see if I can get a radio check.
For UPI from South Florida. Well, welcome to the area. You sound good. Radio sounds great. You're hitting the repeater perfectly well. And my name is Shane, and I'm mobile right now in Greenville. I live up northwest of Greenville, but down here helping my son do some things. What's your name, and what brought you up here?
Miss Jerry, and it's KN4UP is in Periscope. I. KN4UPI, like United Press International. I came up here. I'm living in Simpsonville, so I'm not really making a huge trip. All right, I moved up from Florida, and I did to escape the chaos in South Florida.
Station break.
How's your towel? Hang on just a second. All right, I think you said Jerry, and came from South Florida. Is it Kilo November 4 or Kilo Mike 4? I got the uniform Papa India, but I'm not sure if it's November or Mike.
November.
KN4UPI. Well, welcome to the area. We used to live in Simpsonville. I know, pretty familiar with it. Let me let Tao go ahead here. I believe that's him. KQ4LOO and 4ZLK.
It's very nice to meet you. Welcome to the area. Hey, Shane. Yes, it's me. KQ4LOO. Welcome to the area, and hope to hear you on the net soon. I'm going to step back out. I was just listening in. I just want to say hello to the newcomer and say hey to you too, Shane. KQ4LOO, we're standing by.
We're coming back. Yeah, like I said, I just got everything hooked up again. I put up my antenna, and I was looking forward to joining the local chat coming up here at 9 o'clock tonight.
What have you. If everything is normal, Patrick, KO4HKX, should be running the net tonight. He'll be happy to have you. They do run through the alphabet, and then they have some time to write you if you're interested in hanging around. Some people do, some people don't, but I'm sure he'll look forward to you. I'm not sure if I can get on it or not. Depends on what's going on tonight. I try to check in when I can, but if I don't hear you, again, welcome to the area. I'm going to let you go because I'm almost destinated, but nice to make your acquaintance and hope to hear you on more. KN4UPI from N4ZLK.
Appreciate the comeback and the radio check. Yeah, you know, time is a vicious taskmaster, and I intend on going ahead and hopping on the waves when we get back from church tonight.
I look forward to having you on there. The more the merrier. So, all right, let me let you go. I'm destinated here. N4ZLK, 73.
73 to your KN4UPI. For UPI, Patrick, KG4000, is that correct?
It's KQ4LOO, KQ4LOO, and his name is Tao, Tango Alpha Lima, the guy that came in and spoke a minute ago. Patrick will be running the net tonight, different call. Talk to you later, N4ZLK.
KN4UPI, we're out here.
KN4UPI, I think it's Jerry, right? This is KQ4LOO Tao, the guy Sam was just talking about. Welcome to the area. You say you came from South Florida. You said there was some chaos down there. What's going on?
It's just bad. Basically a case of economics. I'm retired, and the economics down there are just really going nuts. I was paying $7,300 for my homeowner's insurance, where up here I'm only paying $13.
Roger that, but I think it's being felt all across the country. At my job, we make all the body parts for all the major truck trucking industry and BMW and Volvo and Nissan, Ford, all that stuff. But we're starting to feel the effects of my company, so it's going on nationwide.
Oh, at least it's going a little bit, progressing a little bit slower up here, though.
Yeah, but at the end of this month, that is, they're cutting out second shift lines on my job, which is huge. We do Peterbilt, we do Thomasbilt buses, we also do Kenworth, and all of that pretty much is dead at the moment.
Fortunately, yeah, that's the way the economy is rolling. And I had to make a choice. I had to sell the house and move up here because I couldn't afford it down there anymore.
Property taxes and income taxes down there, that's the good part about that.
Bottom line, when you get done figuring everything, it's still a lot less expensive up here than it is down there.
As long as you got your nest egg that you'd saved up for retirement. But, yeah, it's kind of getting rough around here at the moment. Like I said, they're getting ready to probably lay off quite a few other people. Hopefully I'm not in that purge. I've been there for 4 years now. Hopefully I'm not in the middle of that purge, because they started from the bottom up and it's trickling itself upwards.
Like a little bit out of the norm for corporate America. Usually what they want to go ahead and do is they want to slash the high payrolls, and that will cut the, cut down on the most money. All right, and then they go ahead and they'll start going into the rank and file. All right, I had my own business down in Florida, and then I went ahead and retired, came up here.
That's the problem. They've already slashed quite a few of the upper-level jobs. One of them I was actually a friend of, and they let him go like a few months ago, and it's starting to trickle down now again to his rank and file.
That, but, don't let them hornswoggle you, You need to go ahead and make a plan. A man's got to do what he's got to do.
But here's the thing, with the profession that I'm in, they came in and started talking about making robots do the job that I do, which is kind of scary, within a couple of years. So, yeah, that part. I've got a trade skill behind me, but I really despise doing that anymore, especially considering that I've got bad wrists, so it's kind of hard to do that particular skill, which is electrician. I did it for 11 and a half years. But they're even trying to put robots in to replace electricians, too, and plumbers and everything else.
I know how it is. And, everybody's trying to go ahead and slash the budget. And, robots, they don't look for price increases or wage increases. And the one thing that really scares me, though, is AI and central bank, going paperless with our money. Now, that's a scary prospect.
Sir, they're trying to follow China's lead, where if you have a traffic ticket or two, you can't even go and buy anything from the grocery store. You can't even go into the grocery store. I was watching a video earlier from China where a person did a video and said, well, I can't even go in here because of this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, crap. And I know it's coming this direction. So I call that pretty much tyranny. If they want to track every single movement you got, that means they're in total control. And I'm totally opposed to that.
Copy. I'll tell you. I'm the same way. I remember. I don't know if you remember the trucker strike up in Canada. Well, there was a lot of people that were supporting the truckers. Well, Canada stopped any withdrawals of cash from all the ATMs. Now, if that ain't Big Brother, I don't know what else is.
Yeah, I definitely remember that. It was like 2 years ago now. I was keeping a close eye on that too, and it's scary. But Canada, they're even trying to take their guns and everything from them. I'm like, oh my goodness. Of course, they're trying to do it here too, but they actually implemented a law. It supposedly went into effect, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. But there are certain provinces up in Canada, Saskatchewan and Ontario, if I'm not mistaken, that are trying to push back on it. But still, they're still trying to push it here, and that's why we keep seeing all these events happen here with guns and everything, and then you have the politicians turn around, oh, we need to take guns. No, you don't. You need to give us guns. Let's have guns. That way we can take action, because the police at this point in time are nothing more than armed record takers. That's all they are, armed record takers.
Copy that. I mean, I get into arguments sometimes with people that are pro-gun control, and I try to explain to them the best I can that the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
And then when you got, I don't know if you saw a video or not from, I can't remember which mayor it was, but he said, well, if they try to break in your house, the best thing you can do is just let them come in and do whatever they want to do, and then call us. Well, by that time, you might be dead, you know? So, I mean, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make daggone sure my house, my family, my friends, loved ones, blah, 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 are safe and secure, because, like I said, at this point in time, the police have become nothing more than armed record takers. That's it. All they're doing is logging down what happened after the fact. By then, it's too late.
Personal experience with that back when I was living in Chicago. Somebody stole my car from the curb right in front of my house. I heard it. I woke up. I saw my car driving down the street. I hit the telephone. I called the police department, and they told me they'd send somebody out in about 3 days to get the report.
That's 3 days and 2 minutes too late.
You know, and I'm a big advocate of, you know, the U.S. is one of the best countries in the world, and I stand behind her, but she does have her problems.
The unfortunate part, we got, I'm going to just use the C word, I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm talking about, Communist Manifesto, people that believe in that are just pushing for every type of control they can have. And the sad thing is, there's too many people that vote for those type of people, and they're on. They don't just have a D beside their name; they got an R beside their name too. And that's what scares me, is because people just They got their blinders on. They can't see anything other than what's being told them, instead of just looking at what's actually happening. And that's the scary part.
With inside the mind, for without a doubt. They just don't understand that the history of communism shows itself that it just doesn't work.
The scary part is you encourage people to go look at Karl Marx's works, his written works, and I've already read it. I'm like, well, if you've already read it, then you should recognize what's going on right in front of your face. I don't see what you're talking about. Well, apparently you didn't read it then. So go read his works and then come back and talk to me. We can have an honest conversation at that point.
Now, that's a copy. Yeah, it's, you know, the biggest problem we're faced with is ignorance. People just don't know.
Ignorance is willful ignorance, laziness, apathy. Apathy is probably the biggest part of it. So, anyway, I'm going to have to let you go, because I got to take off and go handle some business from Happy Place. Shane and Patrick know about it. They've never been here, but I wish they would come. But anyway, I'm going to have to leave from here very shortly and go handle some business. But anyway, was it KN4 something? I can't remember the rest of it. But this is KQ4 LOO Tao, and I'll be clear on your final.
A pleasure talking to you. It was a pleasure talking to Shane. And I'm looking forward to getting on the rack to you here at around 9 o'clock tonight. Listen, you take care. I think the call letters you said, KQ4LOO, is that what it was?
Correct. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you. And I am so happy I moved up from South Florida to Simpsonville. I can't tell you how happy I am. Listen, it was great talking to you. KN4 UPI. We're out of here.